God, we praise you. You alone are worthy. God, we pray now, God, that we assemble together, as we come together. We thank you, God, for how you preserved us throughout the midnight hour, how you kept us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your peace, which passes all the understanding. We thank you, O God, for those who are joining the line already and those who are on the way. God, we pray, Father, for your grace be poured out upon us this morning. God, we pray, God, that you will anoint us afresh. God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and everything that you have done for us. And we thank you. We take nothing for granted. God, we bless you. We thank you for going away and bringing us back safely. God, we thank you for what you're doing with Azusa International Ministry Alliance. God, we pray, Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to say thank you to God again for bringing our bishop back across the seas to us safely.
Recording in progress.
And I just want to bring to mind again how much we should be grateful and thankful to have him, to be obedient to God. Sometimes the test of our faith is not what we have to do. It's the easy things, but when doing the right thing, it's doing the hard thing. And I'm
recording in progress.
Man of the enemy, how many times that he has blessed me. I look around me and I see the talent. I see the intellect. I see the abilities of those around me and how he's allowed me to do certain things. And I'm so grateful because God would choose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. I'd rather be a foolish thing and be used of God than to have all the knowledge in the world. And I'm grateful for that. The storms of life will blow. They're sure to come and go. They meet me at a time when I'm calm and doing fine. But the captain of my soul, he's always on board. He rocks me in his arms while riding through the storm. While riding through the storm, Jesus holds me in his arms. I am not afraid of the stormy winds and the waves. Though the tides become high, he holds me while I ride, and I find safety in the master's arms while riding through the storm. I have no fear of the raging seas, knowing Jesus is here with me. He can speak to the winds and the waves and make them behave. All power's in his hands, on sea and on dry land. while riding through the storm.
Amen.
Jesus, for carrying us, and keeping us, God. Thank you, Jesus, because you're holy. You are holy, 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 and true. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee. Only thou art holy, merciful, and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Holy, holy and true God.
After reading, we're coming now.
Amen.
Brother Hillary on?
No, I will share scripture. Mm-hmm. So, and Pastor, we have not, I don't think we've heard back from him for maybe 3 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 16, King James Version. And it reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's such a blessing again to see our bishop back with us after a journey that I'm sure will just grace us once we hear every detail. We will, of course, have that opportunity at some point to share the beautiful videos and the photos of his experience on the mission field. Again, Bishop, we say welcome back.
Amen.
We missed you. I will be presenting to you at this time our announcements for Azusa International Ministry Alliance, and on behalf of our Bishop Benjamin Nelson and the Azusa family, we welcome you today to our worship. Perhaps you're joining us by way of Zoom, the conference line, Facebook, or even YouTube. You will find that our ministry is where we serve Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our ministry is missional. We are outside of the four walls. Not just here in the United States, but we, again, are on international soil. We ask that you would govern yourselves accordingly as we share with you the opportunity to utilize your God-given gifts, talents, and abilities. Perhaps the Lord has called you and you are perhaps seeking a church home. If so, you have an opportunity to join forces with us for our prayer ministry, health and wellness, veterans, grief and loss, youth, benevolence, and our homeless ministry. Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 of noon, by way of our conference line, we have 30 minutes of powerful midday prayer. You can do so by joining us on the conference line. And then on Wednesday morning, we have started in the book of 2 Thessalonians. We are now on chapter 3. And again, we ask you to come on, join us. Again, an opportunity to dive into the Word of God. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And this, again, is by way of our conference line, a sweet hour of prayer. Yet the door is open for an opportunity to come together collectively as we, again, seek God on many things that concern us, our families, communities, and the worldwide. By way of our conference line, 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays and Fridays are dedicated to our fast days. And of course, we ask that you would be led by way of the Holy Spirit on the details that are suitable unto you. This is our third Sunday which is dedicated to missions and Family and Friends Day. And we ask, again, share with someone what we are doing across the seas with our partnerships. Such great news, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, the Bahamas, India, Haiti, Kenya, Pakistan, Cuba, Mexico, Suriname, and domestically, Alaska. Pastor Bishop was again graced to be on the mission field in Sierra Leone, Kenya. And I tell you, when you see the pictures and see the video footage, you will just be so blessed to see what the man of God has done and how the Lord has carried him so far and the lives that he has touched, the partnerships yet that have been sealed, and there's much, much more to come. So we are, again, just so grateful for the opportunity to be on international soils, reaching, changing, and touching the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. Please be mindful to continue to render your tithes and offerings unto the Lord, which support our ministry and other ministerial work. You can continue to use our Cash App tag, which is $1906 Azusa. Our Cash App tag, $1906 Azusa. Please be sure to designate where you wish to have your funds allocated, whether it's tithes, general offering, missions, building fund, next gen, grief and loss, veterans, etc. We want to thank you again for your time, gifts, talents, and abilities. We ask that you would mark your calendars for some very, very special occasion that comes up. Four Square Centennial 2023, 100 years in ministry. All year long, we'll be celebrating 100 years of ministry, miracles, and the movement of God in the Four Square and throughout the United States. We ask again that you would mark your calendars, and the dates for our 100-year celebration are May 29th through June 1st. This will be held in Anaheim, California, Connection 2023. Be sure to visit foursquare.org for more details on registration and, of course, your hotel accommodations. And again, to see again your flight reservations and such. But it's going to be an opportunity to come together and witness what the Lord has done over the last 100 years. In addition, Pentecost Sunday, it's approaching very quickly. And we know that Pentecost is the Christian holiday, which takes place the 50th day after Easter Sunday. This is the commemoration of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Christ Jesus while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks. This celebration, of course, will be where we experience once again the descent of the Holy Spirit as it was upon the apostles. So let us again govern ourselves accordingly to these announcements. And we want to say to you, welcome to our worship. God bless you.
Amen. We have come into this house together in your name to worship you. We have come into this house together in your name to worship you. We have come into this house together in your name to worship you, our Lord. Worship you, Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. It is now time for our responsive reading as we share together our Azusa International Foursquare Gospel Church statement of faith. I will read the first line and I will ask the congregation to unmute and read the second line. And when we get all the way down to the last line, I will ask that we come together and read it simultaneously. I will begin. We believe the Bible is God-inspired, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
We believe.
We believe.
God is trying. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14.
We believe that man was created in the image of God, but that by voluntary disobedience, he fell from perfection. Romans 5, verse 12.
We believe that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, signing the pardon of all who believe on him. John 3:16. Romans 5:8.
We believe that we have no righteousness and must come to God pleading the righteousness of Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 8.
We believe that upon sincere repentance and a wholehearted acceptance of Christ, we are justified before God. 1 John 1:9.
We believe that the change which takes place in the heart and life at conversion is a very real one. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Galatians 2:20.
We believe that it is the will of God that we be sanctified daily, growing constantly in the faith. Amen. Hebrews 6:1.
We believe that baptism by immersion is an outward sign of an inward work. Matthew 28:19. We believe in the commemoration of the Lord's Supper by the symbolic use of the bread and juice of the vine. 1 Corinthians 11:24-25.
We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is endued the believer with power, and that his incoming is after the same manner as in the Bible days, Acts 2:4.
Everyone, please. We believe.
We believe
that it is the will of God that we walk in the Spirit daily. Ephesians 4:30-32. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget I'll never forget.
Amen. Amen.
That honor is yours.
We have come into this house, gather in his name, and worship him. We have come into this house together in his name and worship him.
Yes.
We have come into this house together in his name to worship him. Our Lord, worship him. Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
Don't forget about yourself. Concentrate on God and worship him. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on God and worship him. Just forget about yourself.
Yes.
Concentrate on God and worship Christ, our Lord. worship you, Christ our Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Only thou art holy.
Yes.
Merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know there are all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence. One more time. We are standing in one more time. We are standing in His presence.
Amen. 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 As we have done, as we have been ordained to do thus far with our praise and worship and our prayer, our statement of faith, let us now prepare ourselves for the word, for our meal. We've had our appetizers. Let us now prepare to break bread together. And I will introduce to some, and of course, just usher in for others, prayerfully, our woman of God, our pastor, Christine Jackson, maybe.
Bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just so good again to be in the land of the living, among the saints of God, on this beautiful, glorious Sunday morning. I count it not robbery to bring the word of God forth on this morning, and I just bless the Lord for all He has done. He has done so much, and I get excited when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done. And you know, we look sometimes and we see a lot of things that are going on, but you know, I believe the word of God, and I believe God's people supersede by the power of the Holy Spirit anything that may come against us, even in turbulent and troublous times as these. So we take heart and we take courage, and again, we welcome back our bishop to be among us for this beautiful, glorious Sunday morning. And I think it's so fitting because this is the third Sunday. This is Mission Sunday.
Amen.
So again, how timely that you would land on U.S. soil, coming from, again, across the world, serving God's people. So we just are so grateful for that.
Hallelujah.
Open up with a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So let us look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, we just bless you on this day, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for your power, your might, the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. O God, you have just graced us even up until this very moment, and for that we are so grateful.
Yes.
We thank you for the miracles that have taken place in the last week, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, your safety, and your covering over our bishop as you brought him home safely.
Thank you,
oh, God, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We bless each and every one, oh, God, on this line. Thank you for your healing. your protection, your guidance, and everything, oh God, that, Lord, we don't want to take again for granted. We just honor you. We thank you for soul salvation. And we ask, oh God, that you would continue to cover us with your precious blood as we again are graced with your word on today. Let these lips of clay, oh God, only disperse what you, Lord God, would have your people to hear. Let the word not lay dormant, oh God, but let us be quickened in our spirit to again be on fire and be in a hurry for Jesus, because we know that you're soon to come. We just thank you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord again, saints of God. And again, I count it again a blessed opportunity to share the word of God with you on this morning. You know, throughout this week, all I could do, of course, you know, a lot of our phones were just going off. Ping, 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 ping. But they were all good pings. They were evidence on what the Lord has done for our ministry, for our bishop, and how we literally see the transformation of lives again through text messages, through videos. And we should just be so grateful and ever so proud to be attached again to a progressive move of God, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. Mm-hmm. And we're just so, so grateful again for being a representative of this ministry. So rightly so, I believe today's message will touch each and every one of us in some way. And it's not to say that we will be on the mission field in Ghana or Africa. We have plenty to do right here in the United States.
Amen.
We have been called to the mission field. So on today, I'd like to just speak from the tag or the title, Serving Diligently. Serving Diligently.
Yes.
Now, we all have been afforded opportunities that God has sent and, you know, continues to send every day to just not impact those who are living around us, but our message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is so far-reaching. The service that we render should be an encouraging word, a listening ear, or even a kind act. But in some situations, there may be some around us that might need just a little bit more, where our sacrifice may require long periods of time away from our regular duties and activities.
All right.
We may find ourselves giving generously out of our resources, out of our time, our gifts, our talents and abilities. We may be serving in large or even small ways. But when God flows through you by way of the Holy Spirit, we will be unselfishly able, willing, and ready to adjust.
Amen.
We might have to adjust our budget, our time, our set in stone schedule, as many of us have, again, to render service. So no matter what we do, our service should also be done in the name of Jesus. This means that it's motivated by something. It's motivated by love. It's done with harmony, keeping in mind that it's God's revealed will and submission to his authority where we are given the passage and the right to serve. We serve with fervency and spirit.
Yes.
And as we serve the Lord, there will be no lagging. There will be no trepidation. There will be, Lord God, what may I do for you? Today's message is going to usher us into the fervent in spirit. And in order for us to live out our faith in this way, it requires diligence. Diligence is a pressing upon the norm. Diligence is stepping outside of the box. Diligence is going when it doesn't seem like there's a way. Diligence is being determined to share the good news of Jesus Christ here in the U.S. and abroad. And in order for us to live out our faith, it requires help. We all need help. Not just financially, not physical strength, not any power of our own, but we need the Holy Spirit's power.
Amen.
And only by the yielding to the power of God through his Holy Spirit, we can produce real fruit and real evidence that God is real. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and we must serve, of course, with humility. Why? So that God may get the glory that he deserves.
Yes.
So whatever success we experience along this way, we know that it all belongs to God.
Yes.
His Spirit is working in and through us. Pray for him to make us alert to the service opportunities that he places before us. And we are graced every day with an opportunity to serve.
Amen.
And serving diligently, there's beauty in it. I'm going to talk a little bit about the beauty of hospitality. So throughout the scripture, the Lord does make it clear that hospitality is not a request, but it's a requirement.
All right.
We're called to graciously welcome people. And as we welcome people, we should know that we could be entertaining angels that we consider strangers. Mm. It should be a way of living by interacting with those who all are around us, making a way to accommodate them when they show up. Our grace and hospitality should be warm and welcoming. It's a way of letting them know they don't just belong in our space, but they belong to the kingdom. Whenever we find ourselves in a situation to where the opportunity or the door to open to a way of giving, we should express this kindness or warmth, and it's made evident not so much in the big things that we do, but it's the little things. We should make others feel comfortable. Sometimes it may cause an inconvenience. Sometimes we have to sacrifice and even surrender. Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to read in your hearing verses 10 through 13. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. And I'll be reading in the NIV version of the scriptures. Romans chapter 12, 9 through 13. And the word reads as follows. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Now, that right there says a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And if we really just surmise it all, most of us have learned to pretend to love others and how to speak kindly by avoiding hurting their feelings and possibly even taking interest in some of the things that concern them. Some of us are really, really skilled and have the attributes of pretending to be compassionate when we hear the others cry out with needs. Or to do so, we can even learn the injustice. But our Heavenly Father, he calls us to be sincere, true,
Amen.
And real, and to express the love that goes way beyond being polite, way beyond being kindness, the agape, godly love. It
yes.
means helping others to become better
Amen.
Than Jesus. So what does it take? It takes time. It takes money. It takes personal involvement. No individual has the capacity to love through expression a whole community. But the body of Christ in our town does, collectively.
Yes.
Though we are small in number, the love should be extremely huge to our communities.
Yes.
Those who we see suffering, those who are without hope, we should be looking for ways to show fellow believers in our community love for Christ Jesus. We can do so in many ways. We can honor others in one or two ways. One is ulterior motives. Now, when we go to work, we honor our bosses by working harder.
Amen.
We contribute time, efforts, and long hours. Again, procedures. So what better than to render love, time, efforts, and kindness to the souls who are seeking a lost situation or a place of hopelessness? God, in other words, is our true hope.
Yes, he is.
We should be emulating the image of Christ Jesus. It's his image that we share with our brothers and sisters. And we know that through God's love, there's a unique, very, very unique contribution, not just to the individual, not just to the community, but to the body of believers. This is one of the attributes and characteristics. Love one another.
Okay.
Why not try to outdo each other, to show honor? Let's just put others first. And we know that that is what Christ did. He went beyond the veil. He expressed love in so many ways, even to those who despitefully used him. But yet, there was always room at the cross. Through his word and his precious blood, we know that love covers a multitude of sins. Love must be action. It's an action word. And it's a word that we should not take for granted. Love, again, heals the brokenhearted. Love raises the dead. Love considers kindness versus evil. Love is considered a form of worship. We must rejoice again with those who mourn. When they mourn, we should again be ready to wrap our arms around those and give them hope in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We ask ourselves on the day, how can we serve more diligently? How can we, again, emulate Christ Jesus with a love that is not lacking anything, a love that is more than enough, a love that will heal broken and fragile people? This is our assignment. We are to love, serve diligently through prayer, love, fasting, and again, sharing with one another Christ Jesus, the Lord and Savior. If we move over to our scriptures, Luke 10, 1 through 12, we know this account where Jesus had sent out 72 messengers. And let's take a look at what the word of God has to say in Luke 10, 1 through 12. And again, I'll be reading out of the NIV version. This is Luke chapter 10. And I'll read verses 1 through 12. And the word reads as follows. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others, and he sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Yes.
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse, or bag, or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road.
All right.
When you enter a house first, say peace to this house. If someone promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking, whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and you are welcome, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near you. But when you enter a town and you are not welcome, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your own town be wiped from your feet as a warning to you. Yet be of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I will tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town.
All right.
Now here we have Jesus for more than 12 people who had been following him. He had designated a group of 72 in total to prepare for towns that were going to prepare for his visit later on. Here is where the disciples, they weren't unique in their qualifications. They were not educated. They were more capable. They were higher status than Jesus or were not higher status than Jesus or their own followers. what equipped them for this mission was their awareness of who he was, their awareness of Jesus. And they knew that this mission was, again, going to be life-changing. It was an awareness of Jesus' power and his vision to reach all people, just like us on today. No
Amen.
One should be exempt. No soul should be exempt. It's
Amen.
Important
Amen.
That we dedicate our skills to God's kingdom.
Yes.
But we also must remember that it's going to take his power, the Holy Spirit, and a clear vision of what he wants.
Yeah.
Just like our ministry, there's a vision and there's a mission. And if we are following a leader, our vision and mission should be the same.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our Christian service, we should never be on what we consider unemployment status. There's
Come
much
on.
Work to do.
Come on.
God has enough work for everybody.
Yes.
All hands on deck.
Jesus
encouraged the disciple. He told them, not just do the work, but while you're doing the work, pray for the workers. And I believe this was also very relevant to our Friday night Christian discipleship of entrepreneurs, and how in the workplace, in order to have a productive workforce, okay, it's good to get the labor done, but at the same time, what about the people that are delivering the work? And how important it is to not just pray for your business and your business to grow, but to pray for those who the Lord has to be the laborers, to make the place, again, for work a better place, and to encourage the workers, not just for short-term employment, but for longevity. Mm-hmm. So I say that on today, we're going to never be in an unemployment status when it comes to the kingdom of God. There is much work to do. So whatever our role is, and God has an assignment for each and every one of us, we should pray for more help. We need help. We've said
Amen.
It often. Pastor has said it. We need help. And it's not so much just help for busy work, but this is help so that lives may be changed.
Amen.
Communities may be changed.
Yes.
States may be changed. And the world may be changed. It's not good for believers to work alone. God wants you to recruit and equip.
Yes.
And I believe that's what, again, our ministry gives the opportunity to do. Train up and send out.
And now, I like that.
Train up and send out. Some people understand that, yes, preaching the gospel is an assignment. There are many other approaches. Begin to pray for mobilization. Mobilization that the gifts, talents, and abilities that God has put in each and every one of us will be cultivated, and we will then be able to go out, per se, on the mission field and into our communities. Jesus said he was sending them out like lambs among wolves.
Whoa.
Yes, that's very, very impactful.
Amen.
Bishop, I'm sure there was some type of encounters along the way.
Yes.
Where lambs are among wolves. But you were to be careful and prayerful. So while you were on the mission field, you had prayers here in the United States for your
Amen.
Safety, your well-being, and your safe return.
Amen.
We too are sent out into the world like wolves, like sheep among wolves. We see it in our workplaces. We even see it in our communities.
Yes.
But remember, face our enemies with love and gentleness.
Yeah.
Dangerous mission requires our commitment. So we ask ourselves on today, are we willing to go, regardless of what we may face? Now, Jesus had given direction, and he said to stay in one house to avoid any type of misunderstandings and any problems that may arise. Shifting from house to house could offend certain families, you know, and sometimes in customs, families get offended. Some families might think that, you know, their home or their house and their environment wasn't good enough. And when they hear, you know, that a person has moved on, you know, again, it could be very offensive. If the disciples appeared not to appreciate the hospitalities, the town overall might not accept Jesus. So they had to be very strategic with, again, their movement. and allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct them, just as we are today. Holy Spirit, what do I do next? Where do I go? What do I say? Again, we have help to get the job done. So we shouldn't be concerned, nor should we be fearful when the Lord gives us an assignment and sends us out. And when we think about going out in pairs and two by two, well, there's a purpose for that. And that is because sometimes we need that second set of eyes in the spirit that might see something that we miss.
Amen.
It happens. But strategically, being on one accord, and again, seeking the Lord's face for any assignment that is laid before us will surely be a benefit to the outcome. Jesus had given them two rules, and this is to the disciples, two rules while they traveled. He said they were to eat what was set before them. In other words, they were to accept the hospitality without being picky. And you know how we are when we're invited sometimes to family members' house and, you know, we're sitting at the table and already we're looking at what I'm not going to eat.
What I'm not going to eat.
However, he made it clear in his word. He said they were to eat what was set before them, accept the hospitality and not be picky. And they were to heal the sick. Because of these healings, the people would be willing to listen, you know, to the gospel. Imagine, you know, you're seeing someone performing a miracle healing. Well, that's going to definitely, you know, open your eyes and bring enlightenment. And you're going to want to hear what they have to say. In verse 12, it was referring to Sodom. And we know that Sodom was a very, very evil place. It was a city, you know, that God had previously destroyed. And because of its great sinfulness, that city is often known as the city of wickedness and immorality. Sodom will suffer a judgment day, but the cities who saw Jesus and rejected him will suffer even more. We ask ourselves on today, are we serving diligently? And our diligence again should become with selflessness. It should become with hearing the voice of God, trusting the Holy Spirit again to lead us and guide us as we go into places, some that are foreign to us. God will again make a way. He will go before us and establish again and be that light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. That is just how our God does. We serve diligently and he takes care of the rest.
Amen.
In Luke 22 and through 24 through 27, let us turn in our Bibles to Luke 22, 24 through 27. That's Luke 22:24-27.
Amen.
And here, now this was right after the communion. This was right after the sharing of the Last Supper. And the word reads as follows: Luke 22:24-27. And a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, the king of the Gentiles lorded over to them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who's at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. So we see here the most important event in human history was about to take place. So here we have the disciples still going back and forth, arguing. Who's the greatest? Who's this? Who has the best talents? Back and forth. There's no time for that. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
And, you know, we've heard many times, you know, churches that would actually, you know, break up. It would be, you know, a disassembling of a church because of little infights and arguments.
Yes.
So there was no time to worry about who was who, which title they had, what their assignments were. We should ask ourselves today, what are our concerns? When we look back 20 years from now, what do you believe we will see? Will we see our eyes off of Christ if he hadn't come, if his return hasn't happened? Or will we still be at a place where we're infighting and wondering who, you know, who again holds the highest stature?
All right.
The world system of leadership is very different from God's kingdom. Two totally different leaderships. We find that, and we see this every day, that world leaders are arrogant and they're selfish and they claw their way to the top.
Amen.
But the Christian leader should be the one who serves the best. There are different styles of leadership. Some
Amen.
Leaders lead through public speaking. Every Christian leader needs to have a servant's heart. Ask the people who you lead, perhaps, who can serve them better. Satan, of course, wanted to crush Simon Peter and the other disciples like grains of wheat. He hoped to only find chaff and blow it away, but Jesus made the assurance for Peter.
Yes.
That his faith, and though it would falter, it would not be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It would be renewed, and Peter would be a powerful leader. And we
Amen.
Know that Peter, again, had a lot of mouth.
Yes, he did.
He was a talker. He was a
man
in his own right. Yes, he was. But Peter would repent, and he would receive permission to feed Jesus' lambs. Betraying and denying is just one of the bad. It's one is no better than the other. Both are bad. But Judas and Peter, of course, had different faiths because one of them repented. And we praise God. So in closing, I ask the question to myself first. How can I serve more diligently? What can I do for the kingdom of God?
Amen.
The assignment that has been placed in my hands, what can I do again to serve God and to serve his people? Let us take a close assessment of our level of serving with love and with diligence to get
Amen.
The job.
Amen.
I pray that the word has rested upon your hearts and that we take the opportunity, every opportunity, to serve with diligence.
Yes.
And support each other as we serve.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen, amen. Sorry, go ahead, Anna.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Thank you, Pastor Christine. That great word of God. That admonishment, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Sister Anna.
God bless, and Pastor Christine he always gives us such a timely message, because as we look at our world being divided, I mean, when we look at right, left, red, blue, Republican, Democrat, and we even look at the different nations, the world powers, those that are trying to take over or usurp the American dollar, we have to maintain our faith to remember exactly what you said from Luke 22, 24 through 27, when the power struggle continues to say, who is greater? The one that serves. Amen. Who is greater? The one that serves. He humbled himself to serve them, and he said, you all continue to serve each other. And that's all I'm going to do there to say thank you so much for the timely word. May we always remember to serve diligently. And when you started out with the beauty of hospitality is a requirement. So we must always welcome people, regardless of their faith base. We must always remember to welcome them. And as I share that, when I say so timely, even personal for my home, I want Azusa International Foursquare Gospel Church to know that our prison ministry is responding. I received some letters back, and these young men are professing that, yes, they believe in God, but of course, they have aligned themselves with other ministries. But at the same, in the same token of whether we know the Islam or Muslim denomination is very heavy in the prisons. However, they both said, I hope this does not deter you, or please continue to write.
Amen. Amen.
So as we serve, and we know that they are hungry for the word, may we continue to serve diligently and stay on task. Stay on task. Yes. Because these are lives that we are making a difference in, so that they will be able to stand up against what they know is right, or believing in Christ and serving Christ, but to be able to stand against all the multitude that may be in there with them, or even when they come home to a bigger multitude, to be able to stand for what they know is right. So we pray to keep feeding them and being hospitable to them, so that when they come home, they won't need to bring anything, because they'll have it all. They'll have everything that they need, because we have welcomed them and we have been hospitable to them. So again, I thank you so much for the word that you've shared on this day. So I'm going to yield now, just before we go into prayer requests. Does anyone else have any words of encouragement for our woman of God today? And on her message, or just her life, period, to thank her for allowing the Lord to continue to use her. And if not, I know that our pastor has, our bishop has a praise report that he is just busting in the seams, ready to share with us, you know? So if there are no other words of encouragement concerning the message, then I will hand it over to our senior pastor, our bishop, Benjamin Moncourt Nelson. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Christine, we are so honored. We are so honored to receive that message, because Jesus has already let us know, let us know that the greatest among us are the servants. You really take a good look at the servant. Everybody can't do the servant job. Everybody's not willing to do the servant job. That's why many times people pay to have this service done, or to clean their house, or to service their car, or to service this and that. And we we must keep that in perspective. Amen. And we have a lot to do. Ministry is serving. That's what it's all about. And I'm grateful for being back home. You can see Sierra Leone has gifted, amen. These are their flag colors. Amen. I was so grateful to be there. I have a lot to share, and I won't take all this time. But we have really been blessed to partner across the waters. We're practically within 8 nations. Amen. And they are hungry for covering, for partnering. Amen. But I did let them know everybody in America don't have money. So they cannot go there. We're talking about relationship. We are the family of God. That is what we offering. Amen. A partnership. And we can do more together than we can individually separate. Amen. We went into Kenya, and God has richly blessed us in Kenya. We are organizing more, we're structuring more, and we're doing more. And we had only one church, now we have 5 churches in Kenya. Amen. We have 5 churches. Amen. And we're structuring, we're going to compose letters and so forth and so on to send out to our partners. Also, Sierra Leone, we only had one church after COVID. Now we're looking at approximately 15 churches. Coming up on the Azusa International Ministry Alliance. If someone would have told me that I would be here where I'm at now, I would never believe it. I would have said no. And but I thank God that He is God all by Himself. And I was sharing earlier, sometimes I would look towards the denomination that I was with God in Christ, the Assemblies of God, and Foursquare. But I was looking to them instead of really looking to God. Where we are able to step out by faith, trusting God, and look what God has done. I never thought of this in a million years. I'm so grateful, so honored to serve. Amen. And since I've been back in Evangelist Daniels, you mentioned about the young man from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I am interested. Amen. I don't know what God is doing. Mm-hmm. But we had a great time in Sierra Leone. He took me around to all the places and the churches. There's a lot of Americans live there in Sierra Leone. And then I went to Kenya. My heart really went out. To see those little babies walking miles to school. They didn't have no bus to pick them up. I mean, youngest 3-4 years old, walking all the way to school, walking all the way back, walking back to school, and walking all the way home on these busy intersections. My heart goes out to them. I guess I didn't look like many of them. We're driving, and I greet the kids as they're walking, and then they spoke in their language, and Pastor Kennedy interpreted for me. They say, a white man greeted me. So I guess I look white compared to them. And but we had a great time. We baptized 33. Mm-hmm. We ordained 5 pastors. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful to see people coming out of the water, speaking in tongues and mm-hmm. shouting and giving God the glory. Amen. I'm grateful for all of that. I'm grateful to be home. I'm grateful to be a part of Azusa International Ministry Alliance, which we will be having a meeting very soon. And I mean very soon. I'm looking to compose everything that I have accomplished out there and pass it on to our council. Sister Kay, I love you. Amen. And thank God for where he brought us from and what he's getting ready to do for us.
Love you too, Pastor.
Amen. We have a lot of work to do, and truly the harvest is plentiful, mm-hmm. but the labels are few. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. God bless in both places. And I know you have to eat what they put before you. I'm coming back here now. I got to detox. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even they're talking about in Kenya, they say it's an insult if you don't eat the chicken. Fresh chicken. They killed a fresh chicken. They cooked it. You know, but God helped me today. But I didn't turn my nose up. Mm-hmm. Amen. But they took care of me. The church there sends a regard. Mm-hmm. After Kennedy, pastor. They started with 9 children. Now they have 90 children in Sunday mm-hmm. school. 90. They're feeding them. And all. And so we have plenty to do. Mm-hmm. To do. Mm-hmm. America is not exempt. Mm-hmm. Also, Chapter Daniel, after we get off here, Pastor Emmanuel would like for us to call him. Okay. Amen. From Pakistan, concerning the young women ministries there. Also, we have a lot to do. I thank God for each and every one of you. Let us serve diligently, as Pastor Christine has said, diligently. Let us give God our all, the day by evening. Mm-hmm. Amen. I am blessed to be in the house of God. Mm-hmm. Blessed to be by it. That traveling is no fun. I'm telling you, it's no fun. And but I thank God I made it there, made it back. Encourage each other. Encourage each other to sow seed, to give. Amen. And because it does take money for ministry. Mm-hmm. It takes money. And we're in this together. Whatever you sow, God will restore it. God will replenish you. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. I'm a believer. So we need you. Amen. We need you. And if God blesses faithfulness, when he sees that you're doing what you can do, he will bless you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be back. We have a whole lot to share. We have a whole lot of pictures. We have videos and all of that. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to be back. Chaplain Daniel, Pastor Christine, the church council, Sister Kay, and everyone else who's a part
Amen. I thank you. I thank you for carrying on. We couldn't do what you by ourselves. We need each other. I told them that when I come back, I'm bringing somebody with me. I'm bringing people with me. So I hope you got your passport. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's go. All of y'all talking about the motherland, now let's go to the motherland. Work is there. Amen. And the children are beautiful. So, nothing else. I'm not going to hold. I do have a lot. Amen. I'm full. Amen. And so we thank God for you. Pray for one another. Pray for Brother Hillary. Pray for those that we haven't seen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And let's watch God work. Years still young. Let's give God our all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Back in the hands of Chaplain Daniel.
Amen, amen, Pastor. Thank you so much. So, Sister Christine, Pastor Christine is still with us. She just had to transition, change over to her phone. But while she is now on the road, I'm going to ask that we close out with those that are streaming with us online, and then we will move into prayer requests and praise reports. All right. So, for those of you that are with us online, I hope that you are just as elated as we are, that you are excited about the word that you received today, but much more. You've heard our quests. We need partners. So I hope that you are ready to hold up the bloodstained banner with us as Amen. We proceed to move forward on our journey, on our mission, and on our assignments, because when we come to your house, we are expecting for you to have that servitude attitude and welcome us in. When we need a place to stay or just to spend the night as we recoup and prepare to go out the next day, we pray that if you are with us now, listening live stream, that your house will have the light on it, that we will know that it is a safe place for us to come, that the Lord will guide us to you, whether you're in just Florida or another state, as we prepare to make our journey, because we have a conference coming up, and some of us will be traveling again, and I do believe to California, so we're going to need places to stay. We're going to need food to eat. We're going to need all those types of things. So if you're listening to us and you are in those areas where we will be traveling, please let us know and send an invite so that we will know that we have a friend in the land that is ready to be ready to receive us. So Lord, as we come to you at this time and we say thank you so very much, we ask that each one of us knows to keep ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we always pray and say, that is a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Triune. Father, we cannot do it without you, and we thank you so much for sending the Holy Spirit in your absence. Now unto him that is able to keep us, or to keep you from falling, to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. May you be happy, Father, with the things that we are doing. May you be joyful in seeing us just worshiping and sharing with one another. To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much for joining us at this time, and we'll stop our live stream.